Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News in the Morning. My name is Brent Russett, and I serve as senior pastor at Sunnyside Wesleyan Church. It is my pleasure to look at some of life's challenges with you and then bring you some good news in the morning. This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO, or you can find us on the internet by Googling Good News Christian Ministries. This morning, I wanted to talk to you about kingdom prayer. You know, all my life, I have been surrounded by people who pray, but I have never found prayer easy. My parents are amazing people of prayer. My mother still gets up early in the morning to pray. She will sit in the easy chair with her Bible in her lap and her prayer list in her hand, and she will pray. She prays for me, and she prays for my family, and she prays for our church. When life hits some of those rough spots, I will call her up, and she'll call a couple of her friends up who know how to pray, and they will pray. And God listens to my mom. She's an amazing prayer warrior. I have seen God give her some amazing answers to prayer. All my life, I've been surrounded by people who pray, but I've never found prayer easy. One of the great places in our city is located not too far from Parliament Hill. It's called the National House of Prayer. The head of the National House of Prayer is Rob Parker. He was a Baptist pastor out in British Columbia. And he believed that God was calling him to take a prayer walk. A prayer walk is when you walk down the road and you pray for the people who are in the houses that you walk by. I know many people in our city are doing prayer walks around their neighborhood. But God's call to Rob was to take a prayer walk across Canada. On that prayer walk, Rob sensed that God was calling him to start the National House of Prayer in Ottawa and to pray for the government. They had no money. They had no way of seeing this happen. But in one miracle after another, God gave them this amazing building within walking distance of Parliament Hill. They got this amazing building for a lot less than it was worth, and they were able to pay it off within 1 year. I believe in the power of prayer. I've always been surrounded by people who pray, but I have never found prayer easy. I've been at Sunnyside for over 20 years. Every week, summers excluded, I have led a prayer meeting in my office. There are usually three or four who join me, and every week we note the things we're thankful for and those answers to prayer we have received, and then we will take prayer requests, and we have often seen God answer prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. I've been surrounded by people who pray, but I've never found prayer easy. I've spent days at pastors' prayer retreats and pastors' prayer summits. I've helped to lead a transformational prayer movement in the city, but I've never found prayer easy. Prayer is hard work. It's a lot harder than preaching a sermon. I know I have preached some pretty bad sermons in my lifetime, but I've never fallen asleep while preaching my own sermon. But I have fallen asleep while I was trying to pray. So even though I find prayer hard, I keep on struggling with it. I wrestle to get there. I wrestle while I'm there because prayer makes a huge difference. This morning we're going to listen to a song sung by George Beverly Shea and Guy Penrod called Does Jesus Care?
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long, touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've tried and have failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief there is no relief, though my tears flow all the night long. Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it all to Him, does He care? Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are I know my Savior cares. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Prayer makes a difference. But how is prayer for you? Does prayer come easy for you? I know it does for some. There are some who just naturally pour out their heart to God and in ways that matter. But for most people I know, prayer is difficult. In fact, I know that when I start talking about prayer that the guilt meter in some people starts to ping, because you feel like, well, you should be praying more than you do. And for some, if you asked them how much prayer is enough, they would say, well, just a little bit more, just a little bit more. But we're praying to the God of grace. This is not about guilting you into prayer. This morning, I'm hoping that I can expand your vision and that God would enliven your heart for prayer. I'm hoping that God will prod your heart towards prayer because, well, prayer matters. Now, there are all kinds of prayers. There are prayers of meditation. There are prayers of intercession. There are prayers of worship and praise. And I don't have time to talk about them all this morning, so I just want to focus on one kind of prayer. I want to talk to you about kingdom praying. Jesus, in teaching his disciples how to pray, said this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Later on, the church added, "For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." This is a great prayer. It's a personal prayer. It calls God our Father. It's a prayer of worship. Hallowed be your name. It brings the needs of the day before God. Give us this day our daily bread. It prays for our spiritual walk. God, forgive our trespasses. Don't lead us into temptation. Deliver us from evil. All great things. And when I'm inclined to pray this is how I'm often inclined to pray. I have a personal relationship with God, and often I'll put on some worship music and I'll worship God to it. I'll bring the needs of my family and myself before God. I'll look at the needs of my friend and our church and I'll bring those before God. I'll look at my heart and make sure it's right with God and look at my needs to walk well spiritually in this word. And these are all good things. After years of praying with people, and I know my own heart, I've heard people's prayers here, and here's what I've learned. Often our vision is limited. You know, we'll pray for Aunt Jenny's trip to the doctor, or safety for our family on a trip, or we pray for finances, and all these things are right prayers, and they're good prayers, and we're praying in the way that Jesus taught us. But there's another kind of prayer. Kind of prayer that I skipped over when I was going through the Jesus prayer. But it's a big kind of prayer. This is a vision-expanding, faith-expanding, hope-exuding kind of prayer. It is a kingdom prayer. Jesus said, "Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That is the basis for kingdom praying. That is the kind of praying that brings the power of heaven to earth. For you are literally praying that God would so arrange things in your world so that they would start to emulate heaven, that your world will start to copy heaven. That's a big kind of prayer. That's a holy kind of prayer. And that's the kind of prayer that we are called to pray. So what does kingdom prayer look like? Well, the kingdom of God is where God's rule is acknowledged and followed. The reason why heaven is that the God's rule is acknowledged and followed, and life flows from that, and grace flows from that. It is awesome. So when Jesus says, pray like this, "Father, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," what does that look like? Well, when you see oppression in your world, the kingdom prayer prays for deliverance. Where there is bondage, the kingdom prayer prays for freedom. Where there is injustice, the kingdom prayer prays for justice to be done. Where there's sexism and racism, the kingdom prayer prays for equality and that we would reflect the image of God. Where there is war and turmoil, the kingdom prayer prays for peace. Where there is systemic evil, the kingdom prayer prays for transformation. But more than that, for the kingdom of God is already and not yet. Jesus has defeated sin and death and hell, and that is true whether people submit to it or not. So Jesus has defeated evil and the evil one, even though for a short time the enemy of our soul seems to be on a very long leash. So kingdom prayers proclaim the rule and the reign of God, even in the middle of a messed up world. Kingdom prayers declare the truth of hope in the middle of despair. Kingdom prayers declare the reign of God in the middle of rebellion. For God reigns over governments and presidents and prime ministers. God reigns over corruption and corrupt people. God reigns over multinational and transnational companies. God reigns over unjust systems and unfair practices. And when the people of God pray for the kingdom of God to be brought to bear on such things as these, transformation happens. You know, governments may rise and fall. Economies will get better or worse. Companies may treat their workers with more or less justice, but God reigns over all. And when the people of God start to declare the truth of the kingdom of God, stuff happens. Justice increases. When we pray, "Let your glory fall in this place, let it go from here to the nation," transformation happens. "Father, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I know this to be true. And I also know it to be difficult at the same time. You see, when the enemy of your soul rolls in like a flood, and when the oppression is long and heavy, and when the battle has been hard, and you feel battered and bruised, it's easy to buy into the lies of despair. It's easy to live out of your emotions that often run counter to the truth of the kingdom of God. It's easy to take Job's wife's advice and curse God and die. But I want you to know, and I need to be reminded, that God is able to make faith arise even in those dark nights of the soul. The reality is that whether you see it or not, the kingdom of God is on the move. And when the people of God proclaim the kingdom of God, something happens. Now, I would urge you to pray into what God puts in your heart to pray for. I know that we can pray for all the people who are affected by the tragedies of the world, but the more specific you can make your prayers, the more effective your prayers will be. Now, I know that God will put different people and causes and bring those people and causes to your mind. Some of you have hearts for the issue of poverty or injustice or human trafficking, and these are huge things to pray against and pray for God's mercy and grace and God's justice to come. The more specific you can be, the more effective your prayers will be. Pray that the truth of God will be seen in the middle of your friend's depression. Pray for the kingdom of God in your workplace that works with unethical practices. Pray the reign of God over a place that promotes what is immoral and evil. Pray, Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This kind of prayer is hard, but it is powerful and effective. When God's people pray the prayers of the kingdom of God, awesome stuff happens. I want you to reflect on that as we listen to the song from the Heart of Worship album, Volume 3, You Carried Me.
It's only when I look back and trace the way my crooked path has wandered, I see the footprints in the sand and I realize you were there beside me every single day. You carried me through all of my trials. You carried me when I was troubled and alone. When my strength had gone, couldn't get shadows growing longer. I know my Savior's by my side, always there for me, and He'll care for me when the enemy draws near. He carried me through all of my trials. He carried me when I was troubled and alone. When my strength get along without Him, He carried me so I wouldn't stumble. He carried me just when I needed someone there who would be a friend, and I'd reach the end because He carried me.
Morning. I want to go a little farther and talk to you about one kind of kingdom prayer. This kind of prayer is specific. It's a kind of prayer that speaks into the lives of people. It prays for the release of the oppressed and the healing of the sick. It's a kind of prayer for God's will to be done. The kind of prayer that I'm talking about is a prayer for those who don't know Jesus in a personal way to come to know Jesus in a personal way. I'm talking about the kind of prayer that says, God, would you bless my friend? Not the kind of prayer that says, bless everyone in the whole wide world and help everyone in the whole wide world. What I'm suggesting is that you have four or five or six people that you're in regular contact with that you would like to see come to know Jesus. Maybe one is your coworker, and they'll make that list. Maybe a family member will make that list. Maybe someone who you hang out with, a friend of yours, will make that list. I don't know who will make that list, but I do know that there's a list to be made. Depending on where you're at in your spiritual life, you may be on that list too. You want to know Jesus. I would encourage you to pray, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. I give my life to you. I'm going to follow you. Lord, I pray that your kingdom would come and that your will would be done in me as it is in heaven. I'm often amazed when I hear people pray, and when I hear myself pray as well. We often pray for mundane things. We pray for doctor's appointments and safe trips and blessings on our endeavors, and that's okay. God can handle the mundane things of our lives. But would it not be better to ask God for your lost friends, for your lost co-workers, for your lost family members, for your own spiritual life? Would it not be better to ask God that they would know him and be able to walk with him? See, prayer has a way of changing our hearts. When we start praying for the people around us by name, it invites God to move in power in their lives. But these are big prayers, and when you see where people's hearts are at, sometimes you get discouraged about praying. But as you start to pray kingdom prayers over them, Lord, your kingdom come in Jan's life, or Bill's life, or Fred's life, or Pete's life, Lord, bring them to know you. Call them by name. A few years back, a National Day of Prayer was held and a number was set up so that people could call in and tell their stories of answered prayers. There were stories of how people prayed for decades and then their friends or family members came to know Jesus. Here's just one story. It says, "Hi, my name is Shanna. I'm from California. Jesus saved me at 19 in July 1994. After that, I realized how much bitterness and animosity I had held towards my mom's boyfriend and dad's fiancé. I asked their forgiveness for the hatred I had had in my heart towards them, not knowing why it was even there. After that, I started praying for their salvation. My first answer to prayer was the love of Jesus put in my heart for them. I asked Jesus to save my dad and his fiancée before they got married in December. She got saved 1.5 months before the wedding, and he got saved 5 days before the wedding. That was my second answer to prayer. I thank Jesus for always hearing our cries, even if we don't get the answers right away." That's kingdom praying. You pray. What about you? What kind of prayers are you praying? Some of you would say, "Brent, truth be told, I'm not praying very much." I hear that. Like I said at the beginning, I've never found prayer easy, but I am convinced that prayer is important. God responds to the prayers of his people. God does what he would not otherwise do because people pray. Can I suggest to you that you make prayer part of your daily routine? Start small. If you ride a bus, make the first part of your bus trip a prayer trip. You can be talking to God and nobody around you has to know it. For those of you who are morning people, set 10 minutes aside to pray as you start your day, or spend 10 minutes before you go to bed at night. You are smart people. You can figure this out, but start small. Prayer isn't easy. It's often hard work, but it's worth it. What kind of prayers are you praying? There are some of you who are saying, "I pray, but normally it's about worship, or normally it's about the needs of those around me," and that's great, but will you expand your prayers to kingdom prayers? Will you pray for the places where God needs to break into? Will you pray against oppression and injustice? Will you pray for your friends and your co-workers? Will you pray? Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for teaching us how to pray. And Lord, help us to expand our prayer repertoire to kingdom praying so that we could pray for your kingdom to come and for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. May we see your rule and your reign come to earth so that we are filled with life and goodness and love and grace and truth and justice. I pray for release of oppression. And Lord, would you please put on our hearts the people you want us to pray for? Thank you, Lord, that you respond to our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, listeners, for your words of encouragement and for keeping us in your prayers. Keeping this program on the air continues to be a work of faith. If you can help with that, please make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. And may our Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love. Let's leave this program this morning by listening to Sandy Patty from her album Morning Like This. Song is Let There Be Praise.
In the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.